This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And I am Greg Schindel, train singer. And we are now boarding the Bipolar Express all aboard. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride. Look at the engine, that's all 45. Fired up and ready, it seemed to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle. Whoa, all around the countryside. Woo-hoo! What a ride. Up the grade she goes. Woo! The wheels are slipping. Oh no, I can't believe it. The wheels are slipping. We're going up this hill. Whoa, and I hope that your wheels are not slipping as we reach the summit and, of course, go down the other side. Woo! What a ride. You know, what a ride it's been, you know. My kids are all grown up now. My grandkids are growing up, and believe it or not, I am growing up. Growing up towards 72 years old. Woo! April Fool's Day is the big day. Hey, and what a joke that is. Hey, did you know that Easter is on April 1st as well this year? That's right. Boy, I am ready for a resurrection. Ooh, in so many ways. You know, how does that song go? Everything old is new. You know, I found that that was sung by a group called the Naked Ladies. And I gotta say, that would be a challenge for some young person to see something new in an old naked lady or an old naked man for that matter. Hey, wait a minute. But that's not what this song is about, is it? No, of course not. I'm trying to be positive, you know, while looking ahead to this new year. Hey, remember those opportunities that await you that you aren't even imagining. Like out of the blue, your life just can change for the best, I hope. So, you know, boy, you're right about that, Greg. Oh, of course I'm right about that, Train. I'm glad to see you're here today, too. Of course I am. I would never come without you. Hey, let's say you are driving to the studio to record a song you wrote that you needed to get for an important gig, you understand? Well, you get a flat tire. Oh, got it. And guess what, musician? You don't have a spare. Well, you're going to miss your studio recording slot, and you're about to lose it when a car pulls up to ask if you need assistance. And that person, guess what? He's a record agent. He owns his own studio, and he's so thrilled to meet you like this, and furthermore, to promote you. Wow. Yeah, I know. It's what they call a paste white dream. But it's all a dream to me these days. Hey, how about you, Train? Yep. Woo-woo. Oh, boy. I can see he's out there. Hey, anyway, my point is the flat tire kept this guy from waiting for the right time in space so he could meet someone who could change his life, like out of the blue, so to speak. And, well, you know, I call these time snags, or whatever you want to call them, I call them country girls. Out of the blue, you know, your life changes. Country girl and sunshine keep you waiting for the right time. Those country morning, oh, that's due time. While there's diamonds and rubies on the grass, yeah. The Some of the girls are so sublime. Some new girl, they flash your mind. And one might love you fine. In the country. Ooh, yeah. In the country. Oh, yeah. Country. Country girl. And the sunshine keep you waiting for the right time. Those country mornings, that's due time. Why, there's diamonds and rubies on the grass, yeah. Some of the girls chase butterflies. Some of the girls got their head way up in the cloudy sky. They even paint their eyes. Yeah, paint the contract. Ooh, yeah. Contract. Country. Some of the girls wonder what to wear. Some of the girls find it so hard to fare. Some find someone who cares. Some of the girls are so sublime. Some of the girls, they just flash in mind. And one might love you fine. Some of the girls chase butterflies. Some of the girls got their head way up in the cloudy sky. Even paint their eyes. Some of the girls wonder what to wear. Some of the girls find it so hard to fail. Some find someone who cares in the country. Yeah, in the country. In the country. Girl, sunshine, keep you waiting for the right time. Ah, country morning, due time. While there's diamonds and rubies on the grass. Ah, country morning, oh country morning, country morning, oh country day. Hey, country morning, oh country morning, country morning, country day. Fine day, such a fine day, such a fine day, such a fine day, such a fine day, oh, fine day. Such a fine, 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 such a fine. Yeah. Ah, yes, the country. And may there be lots of diamonds and rubies on your grass. Gee, what am I saying here? You know, I'm too old to die young. Just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Death rides a log in truck, death rides a log in truck. Redneck live by the river, hippie live in the hill. If that smoke don't get them, he'll cure their ills. Cause death rides a log in truck, death rides a log in truck. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Oh, death rides a log in truck, death rides a log in truck. Yeah! I work real hard to put in the crop. Thieves don't give me to be the cops. The rats and the deer and the rabbit that hop. Leave it on the tops for me. Leave all the top for me. Death rides a log in truck. drive along in Rome. Cause I'm too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. A death rides along in Rome, a death rides along in Rome. The river is low and the hippies are high. Growers are sucking the river dry. Up in the hills growing great big buds, turning the river to a trickle of mud. Woo! Death rides along the truck. Death rides along the truck. Cause I'm too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. A death rides along the truck. A death rides along the truck. Woo! River is high, the growers are gone, but they'll be back before too long. Digging big holes up in those hills, hoping that smoke will cure their ills. God, a death rides along the truck, a death rides along the truck. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. A death rides along the truck, a death rides along the truck.
That's right.
Rose got a new way that really scores. You turn on the lights and bring it indoors. Sweetest little bud you ever gonna see. Put the tab on the PG&E. Cause death rides along in drum. Death rides along in drum. Oh, too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Too old to die young, just have to keep keeping on. Death rides along in drum. Death rides along in drum. Wow, you know, the cannabis industry and the logging industry have come a long way since the 80s when that song was written. Well, there's actually all kinds of job opportunities opening up for a whole new generation of people who need to have things to do. Hey, who'd have thought that back then? But, you know, logging has also evolved into a very sustainable practice, enabling redwood products to still be available to the public and without having to clear cut in a lot of these forests. Now, Mendocino Redwood Company, by the way, which is Willett's organization, they're one of the sterling examples of this sustainable logging practices. And I'd like to take at this time a little opportunity to speak something about the trees. This is a little more Albert Sijoe, one of my favorites. And I want to let you know, I really like this guy. Trees are so simple in their might. Suck up CO2, give off oxygen. Suck up water out of dirt, put out new greeny leaves. Trees say green to light. Tree takes sun, make sugar. Tree no need feet to walk, likes where it's at. Stay put in wind and dance in one spot. Otherwise, tree ever patient in its habit. Tree no talk, so no tree wars. Sweet tree sex, not venereal. Tree stand. Tree throw cool shade to ground. Tree reach up and down and sideways. Tree brave, don't flinch when chainsaw put to it. Tree don't have red blood. Tree say, go ahead, kill me. See if I care. Anyway, tree got party going on all the time. The bugs and the birds, lichen and fungi. Mycorrhizae at the roots. And up the tree, the squirrels, possums, grinning cats, raccoons and other assorted animals, even porcupines betimes. Light plays on leaves. Leaves shudder. Tree like rain. Wash off man dust, if rain not acid. Even dead, tree make fire. Oh, yes. And you know what else makes fire? KRLGLP! Yes! 97.9 FM Willits. And this is GSTS on BPE. Hey, now cut that out, Greg. Okay, Train. What's up with you, Train? Well, Greg, as you know, last week, as you recall, I didn't budget my time well and didn't get to pay proper respect to the story and ballad of Jerry Brooks, engineer, fireman. And it's important that I do so, as Jerry Brooks is part of our local train history, on the Skunk Train especially. Now, Jerry Brooks wrote and published at least two books about trains. And I'd like to preamble the ballad of Jerry Brooks with a firsthand account of his experience on a runaway train on the Willits Grade back in 1969 from his book, Blowin' Smoke Up the Noyo. Jump or stay. One of the first things you learn as an engineer is how to get on and off a locomotive properly. It's also the first thing you forgot in an emergency. In January of 1969, I was still working on the section crew and holding the extra board as fireman. On the 9th of January, I was called to fill the fireman's vacancy on the freight. It was one of those 26-car all-night runs. Now, you have to know the line to appreciate why it would take 12 hours to do an 80-mile round trip. There's an 8-mile stretch that's all curves at a 2.9% grade, and it climbs 1,200 feet. Knowing the capacity of our three S9 diesel locomotives, the crew split the train and left half at Shake City. Our Baldwins strained and pulled to get the loads of lumber and chips moving, shooting flames out of the stacks 2 feet high as they got the loads up to speed. It would take over an hour to make the summit. As was the practice in those days, we were to tie down the first half on the main line and go back on the siding to get the other half. Now, the loads were big holes, and the train men were setting up the handbrakes to keep them in place. The head end brakeman cut the engines for the trip back. Now, it was my job to walk back through the engines and turn the cutters, the cleaners, on the oil filters, then change the trailing engine to lead. As I was turning the cutters on the last engine, I felt the engine start to roll. Why, I figured the engineer and the brakeman, they were moving to the switch, so I finished what I was doing, and I looked up just in time to see the engineer try to get on the second engine as it rolled by. Oh, he didn't make it. That's when I realized I was on a runaway. Oh, I went into the engine I was on and tried with no success to stop them. My next thought was to get off those things quick. So I picked the bank side to jump from, as it was almost level with the front deck of the locomotive. But by the time I jumped, it was a 6-foot drop. I landed on my feet, but didn't stay there long. And the momentum throwing me onto my side, I don't know how far I skidded, but I know I tore out a small stump with my head. Woof! The stump must have been softer than my head, but I still ended up with abrasions on my right forearm and forehead, cracked ribs on my right side, and a compressed spine. Yeah. You know, I like to tell people I was 6'3" and 180 pounds when I jumped, but now I'm 5'10" and 180 pounds. Hey, Lauren, what do you say we play the ballad of Engineer Brooks right now?
Sounds good.
Yeah, here we go. Whoa, whoa, Engineer Brooks, yikes, yikes. Engineer Brooks,
riding old 45. Everybody says he's lucky he's alive. Riding fireman on a freight train back in 1969. He rolled up the summit on that Mendo main line. It was late at night, and the brakes began to fail. Down from the summit, that train commenced to sail. The frightened fireman tried to stop it, but to no avail. So he knew he had to jump before she left the rail. Ah, he landed on his feet, and he landed on his rump. And the train jumped the tracks, made a mighty bump. Yes, that landing broke some ribs and collapsed his spine. He was 6 foot when he jumped. Now he's 5 foot nine. He landed on his feet and he landed on his rump. And the train jumped the tracks, made a mighty bump. Oh, the landing broke his ribs and collapsed his spine. He was 6 foot when he jumped. Now he's 5 foot nine.
Engineer Brooks. I'll tell you, there's a little more here I wanted to read to you. Let me see what I've got. Oh, no, this is the different one here. I've got all these books here. I love these stories. You know, through the years, many different situations have come up while operating Engine 45. That's our steam engine, by the way, on the Skunk Train. When some quick thinking and a lot of luck has saved our butts. One such incident was back in the 1970s when 45 made complete round trips to Willits from Fort Bragg. Hey, we were highballing it up the mountain, doing 15 miles an hour, approaching Clare Mill, when all hell broke loose. I big holed the train and blocked the throttle while fireman Roy Anderson killed the fire. We collided face to face in the middle of the cab. Bozo was trying to bail out. And by the time we got unwound, the train had stopped. It didn't take us long to discover what caused all the panic. It seems we had sheared the axle on the main drivers on both sides. You know, this is just another one of engineer Jerry Brooks' story from his book calling Blowing Smoke Up the Noyo. I want to remind you that you are riding on the Bipolar Express with me, Train Singer, on KLLG LP. What is that LP? That's low power, but there's a lot of power in here. Boom, bam, see? Okay, 97.9 FM. Don't forget that one. Hey, you know, last week, while reciting my epic poem, The Dreamline Express, the name Boomer Jack was mentioned, as well as Jerry Brooks. Now, Boomer Jack, the railroad dog, he was brought to light by retired research librarian from Humboldt State, Lincoln Killian, in his book, Boomer Jack, Northwestern Pacific Railroad Dog. Now, I met Lincoln Killian at a book signing at the Mendocino County Museum right here in Willits a number of years back. And Lincoln at that time said to me, I wrote the book, now you write the song. Well, Boomer Jack is a delightful canine character and is also part of Willits Railroad history. As I mentioned, he is buried in the Willits train yard. I know where too, but I'm not telling. Oh, why would I want to do that? But I actually thought about digging it up so I'd have it. I'd have a piece of history. Oh, Greg, I'm okay. Anyway, so I would like to share a little bit of his story and his song, over the next few weeks. This is a wonderful story, and I hope we can bring it to life, this dog especially. So there we go. It's a little bit of Boomer Jack. Boomer Jack was a bald-billed dog, just under medium size. Some remember him as black, others say dark brown. His ancestry was anyone's guess. Terrier, lab, and shepherd were suggested, all perhaps with some accuracy. He was friendly enough, yet there remained about him a certain reserve, an unmistakable sense that he was his own dog. He may have been a mutt, says a woman who knew him well, but he was also an aristocrat. Now, Jack rode railroad trains. We will probably never know just how or where he chose his career, since history seldom bothers with stray dogs before they've proven themselves. But he must have set out as a pup, for his recorded life spans almost a dog's age. Now, no one recalls where Boomer Jack was on October 23, 1914, a momentous date in his life. On that day, Warren S. Palmer, president of the Northwestern Pacific Railroad, drove a golden spike into a redwood tie at Cane Rock in the remote southeastern corner of Humboldt County, California. Then, as hundreds cheer, his pretty daughter Alice smashed a bottle of California champagne against the rail, which now stretched 300 unbroken miles between the San Francisco and Humboldt Bay regions. The NWP was a creation of the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe Railroads, former rivals joining forces to tackle the costliest track laying job in history. 100 mountainous miles between Willits and Shively. Only after $13 million, 30 tunnels, and countless tons of fill did Mr. Palmer swing his silver maul. By this time, Jack was almost certainly in business. At which end of the line isn't clear. Train master R.D. Shugrew, who worked at Santa Rosa in 1912 and 13, remembers a short-haired black mongrel between 35 and 40 pounds riding the engines, but he never learned his name. Eileen Christopher, daughter of a station agent in Humboldt Bay, insists that Boomer Jack called on her family during the same years. Maybe both of these dogs were Jack. A bumpy dirt highway connected Willits and Shively before 1914, and he was known to commandeer anything that moved, even when no trains were handy. Hey, whatever his origins, the conquest of Northwestern California by rail created for Boomer Jack a vast private empire, which he toured at whim aboard the mighty steam engines for the rest of his life. He took his name from the Boomers, freelance railroad workers who drifted from town to town. Some called him Hobo Jack or Bummer Jack. He had no master, but hundreds of protectors, the engineers, firemen, brakemen, conductors, switchmen, sectionmen, mechanics, and station agents of the Northwestern Pacific. Hey, let's have a listen to the ballad of Boomer Jack, Northwestern Pacific Railroad Dog.
Boomer Jack, got his head out the cabin and his ears blown back. Oh, Boomer Jack, clickety-clack, he's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Ah, the Northwestern Pacific, in the days of log and steam. Boomer Jack, railroad dog, first rolled on the scene. Just like those drifting train men, old Boomer earned his name. All the train folk that he met, no master did he claim. He had a free pass to ride any train along the track. From the Humboldt, Mendo, Redwoods, 300 miles of open track. Roaming down to Sausalito and all the way back. A vagabond's life, lived that Boomer Jack. Ah, from Humboldt, Mendocino, through Sonoma to Marin. 14 years Jack roamed the rails, disembarking now and then. Visit friends along the way, all glad to take him in. He was nobody's dog, but everybody's friend. Boomer Jack, a Boomer Jack. Got his head out the cabin and his ears blown back. Boomer Jack, clickety-clack. He's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Now, Boomer Jack, he's not the only dog to ride along the rails. All had their names, well, they all had their tails. And there was Little Hop, and Oni, and Admiral Dewey, just a few American railroad dogs and the train folk that they knew. And there was Roxy, Patty, and Santa Fe, and Railroad Jack. All railroad dogs in the history of the tracks. But old Boomer Jack traveled longer and covered far more ground than any American railroad dog that's ever roamed around. Ah, but Boomer Jack, he ran out of steam in old Willits Town. The train folk came from miles and miles around. Buried in the train yard, watched over by his friends, Boomer Jack lived a dog's life right up to the end. Boomer Jack, a Boomer Jack, got his head out the cabin and his ears blown back. Boomer Jack, clickety-clack, he's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Just a doggone vagabond Boomer Jack.
Hey, you know, Jack's lifestyle was simple in theory. He ranged back and forth between Humboldt and Marin counties, stopping off at stations or trainmen's homes. But his actual schedule was unpredictable. Lois Watson, whose father ran the station at Essex, remembers he might show up on any train, lounge around for a few hours to a day or two, then he'd be off again for a day or a month. All agree he was very particular in choosing his hosts. Engineer Bob McNeil recalls how privileged he felt the few times Jack deigned to follow him home and sleep on his porch. Boomer Jack, and we will be getting back to that guy. Very interesting story. You know, this is Train Singer, and I'm telling the story of Northwestern Pacific's Boomer Jack on the Bipolar Express on KLG. LP 97.9 Willits, California. Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Train Singer.
Well, you're using a different voice, huh, Greg? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking forward to more of Boomer Jack's adventure on trains next week. Oh, boy. Well, as I always say, our history is our goal these days. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, I brought in my 12-string today. And whenever I get it, I can't help playing this one.
Walk right in,
sit right down, daddy, let your mind roll on.
Ah.
Walk right in, sit right down, daddy, let your mind roll on. Everybody's talking about that new way to walk in. Do you want to lose your mind? Ah. Walk right in, sit right down. Let your mind roll on, bye-bye. Woo!
Yeah!
There it goes again! Walk right in, sit right down. Daddy, let your hair hang down. Walk right in and sit right down. Daddy, let your hair hang down. Everybody's talking about that new way of walking. Do you want to lose your mind? Walk right in, sit right down. Daddy, let your mind roll. get your mind rolling. Oh boy, Gregory, I can see your mind has rolled on considerably. Oh, yeah? Right, train singer, and yours hasn't.
Oh, okay, Greg. When they were handing out brains, I thought they meant trains, and of course I missed mine. That's a terrible joke. What?
Hey, well then, what's your excuse, Greg? Good question, train singer. I guess at some point I began to take myself too seriously. I started writing songs, playing the guitar, usually about some aspect of my life. You know, and then I became enthralled with, my sound and my message. I mean, I became enamored with the songwriter performer image that I had of myself, you know. And then I began like a bird to fly in circles, smaller and smaller and smaller concentric circles, until I flew up my ass and disappeared. A few feathers floating. Oh, God, Greg. Believe me, train. It's been quite a journey coming back. Hey, for example, here's a song I put together after catching a garter snake and having it kind of relax in my hand. It wasn't moving. I mean, he could see his sides going and tongue flicking out. And at that moment, this beautiful young woman, she meets me on the trail, and I reached out with snake in hand to her, and she reached out and the snake slithered onto her hand, joining us in this snaky way. What a way to make a friend, I thought. And so I just kind of wrote another song.
Dark shadows,
blades of grass, hides the serpent, hides that serpent.
Dark shadows,
blades of grass, hides the serpent and his child. You got to catch him in the open, catch him in the open, catch him in the open and be his friend. He remembered the gentle fire from your hand, you remember the gentle fire from your hand. Be his friend. You got to catch him in the open, catch him in the open and be his friend. Shadow, blades of grass, hides the serpent, hides the serpent. Oh, dark shadows, neath blades of grass, hides the serpent and his child. He remembers the gentle fire from your hand, he remembers the gentle fire. From your hand, be his friend. And you got to catch him in the open, open, in the open and be his friend. You got to catch him in the open, open, open and be his friend. There you go. Hey, Greg, you know, I've heard of some strange inspirations for tunes, but seriously? Snake, hand, woman? Oh. Hey,
Come on, train. That's a cool tune. A little chanty and creepy. But it's okay. It's cool, isn't it? Yeah, it's cool. As long as it helps you, you know, helps to bring you back. Thanks, train. You know, I'm still coming back. But I'm still singing those inspired tunes. You know, music is freedom from so much these days. You know, seriously, I'm singing my own stuff. It's all about me, me, me. Yes, yes. Well, I have to say, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, there were lots of drummers and drumming and chanting and shaking shakers and festivals and dancing and sweats and maypoles and everybody could kind of sing along and play along. It was very tribal, I'll tell you. Very tribal. Like all of us kind of searching for our so-called roots, you know, those primitive roots that we all seem to think we have. But hey,
so here's another one of those very strange tunes out of that.
Just imagine a bunch of shakers and people going, hey, well, yeah, well,
you don't have to do that. No.
Thinking of taking the best, leaving the rest for somebody else. Thinking of taking the best, leaving the rest for somebody else, somebody else. Are you thinking of taking the best and leaving the rest for somebody else, somebody else? Letting on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. Left hand on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. A left hand on the table, a right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. Are you thinking of taking a rest, leaving the best for somebody else, somebody else? Are you thinking of taking a rest, leaving the best for somebody else, somebody else? Are you thinking of taking a rest and leaving the best? Somebody else, somebody else. Left hand on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. Left hand on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. Left hand on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. Are you thinking of taking a rest? Taking the best and somebody else, yeah, somebody else. Are you thinking of taking a rest, leaving the best and somebody else? Are you thinking of taking a rest and taking the best and somebody else, somebody else? Left hand on the table, right hand if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. Hand on the table, got in if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. Wow, wow, wow. Lifting on the table, got in if you're able, ready to dance with you right now. I know it shouldn't matter, baby, that we have to part, but those pinpricks of baby, baby, go deep in my heart. Oh, I know it shouldn't matter, baby, that we have to part, but those pinpricks of pain, baby, go deep in my heart. Ah, they go deep in the heart, deep in the heart, deep in the heart, deep in the heart. Made of flesh, blood, made of bone, bound with gold and silver. Holding it together, holding it together, holding it together as we burn the altar of love. Burning the altar, burning the altar, burning the altar of love. Made of flesh, made of blood, made of bone, bound with gold and silver. Holding it together, holding it, holding it to hold, holding it together as we burn the altar of love. Yeah. Burning the altar, burning the altar, burning the altar of love. I wound up in love for life.
for long. I wound up in love for life, for life. I wound up in love for life, for life. I wound up in love for life, in love, life, love, life, love, life, love, life, love. You will survive, baby, and get just what you want, honey. You will survive, baby, and get just what you want, honey. You will survive, baby, get just what you need, honey. You will survive, baby, and get just what you got, honey. Whoa! You will survive, baby, and get just what you gave, honey. You will survive, baby, and get just what you want, honey, honey.
And Greg, yes. When will you get just what you want? Well, maybe when you know exactly what it is you want. That's a good start right there. Yeah, but Greg. Is it Greg or Train? Oh, it's Greg. Oh, so it's you talking, Train. Yes, it is. Come on. Recognize my voice? Lauren can. Well, anyway. Hey, but I want it now. I want it. Have patience, whoever you are. You will survive and grow and expand your consciousness by riding the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Wylitz. Wylitz? Why not? Okay, Wylitz. Hey, check out this station and you can call us anytime. Probably won't get anybody, but you might get a message. Oh, yeah, right. What? You got a phone number up there? Oh, yeah, I know that number. For those of you who don't remember, it's 459-KLLLG. No, KLLLL. Stop that. Oh, no. Come on. What did I say? 459-5554. Or you can check us out online at www.klg.org. And that's not orc. Hey, no works in here today. No works. Work. God, I'm getting carried away. Hey, do I have time to read something here? I mean, how much time do we have?
13 minutes.
Oh, ooh. Well, I think I can read some more of my favorite guy, Albert Saijo. Yes. God rest him. Some of those folks, those old beat poets, man, they spoke my language. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about a pain-free world. Remember that? And we even got to the point where heart attacks didn't hurt, you know? Oh, my God, I've got AIDS. That's okay. Just another way to go. Didn't hurt. Hey, my wife left me. Remember that? Too bad. Doesn't hurt. Who cares? You know, lost my job. Big deal. Doesn't hurt. Hey, and then we got to the point where we were wondering, God, can we live without pain? I mean, I hurt. Therefore, I am, right? I mean, without pain. I mean, but anyway, we've been through that. So now I'd like to get to the last chapter of this. It's a very short one. This is number four of Albert Saijo's Analgesia, Land of Pain-Free. Formerly, the only completely pain-free state was death. Now, thanks to science, we can be completely pain-free in life. We have found the endorphin that is responsible for the state and death process, where all becomes one in a totally non-judgmental space, in a completely pain-free setting. It clicks in when dying ends and death begins. The eye of compassion opens as psychology dies. The myriad identities of the world merge into one great identity. Now we have this space captured within a molecule. But this space is too pure, too high, too brilliant for operating in our daily life, so it must be softened. Plants soften.
A newly discovered cactus increases power of focus far and near and makes objects super clear in their shape and volume. The space around everything tranquil, soft, and light-filled brings the earth right up close. But this combo of endorphin and cactus is, it's too fascinating. You still cannot move for the world in all its now sharply detailed beauty. It's spellbinding. You're enthralled and motionless. This space, though beautiful, would be evolutionarily disadvantageous for you, would not dodge that fascinating beauty of the rock flying toward your head. Ooh, it would, of course, be a beautiful, painful death, but contribute nothing to the advance of civilization. Now, here, a kicker de novo molecule breaks spell of beauty with some good old-fashioned selfishness. Not much, just some. Enough to give a sense of a unified self in a surround of other same but different selves. Enough to enable you to step out into the beauty of day and maneuver without bumping into any part of it. It's a case of just enough center, or too much center. Enough so you can step out into this world affably with a cheery note for each thing you pass. You greet each thing fearlessly, for you know it can't hurt you. Ego is pain, so no pain, no ego. With no ego proper, there's nothing to protect or defend. A tremendous saving of psychic wear and tear. Everything that depends on pain disappears. Healthcare industry goes bust because no one feels pain or fears death anymore. Nothing hurts anymore. If it don't hurt, why mess with it? Hey, no need church, priest, complicated religious disciplines. Now one pill does it. There can't be rich and poor if where you're at is pain-free. You're who you are, doing what you're doing, and who you are and what you're doing is pain-free. You are beyond pain-based gain, loss, like, dislike, praise, blame. You are pain-free equanimity. Everyone has absolute liberty. You can move in any direction pain-free and fearless in deep relaxation of no fear. The earth stands out with astonishing clarity and ravishing vacuity. You have never seen it before. Such was your pain. Pain-free increases power of perception and curiosity. The totality of our life sense receives a lift, and human society becomes a place where every face you look into says, pain-free. You don't try to harm anyone. You know it's impossible. You don't try to benefit anyone. You know it's impossible, for being pain-free means having all you need. Oh, Lauren, we must have it. We must have it. Pain-free by the year, oh, say, 2020? Why not? How about this afternoon when I go to the dentist? It's just not all of me, but oh, well. I'm going to put down this big guitar. What do we got, about 5 minutes or something? Oh, wow, how wonderful that is.
Big guitar. It's so heavy. Oh, it's a heavy instrument. But I'll pick up this other one, which is a little lighter and only has 6 strings. Hopefully, anyway. It's pretty sad when I break them right in the middle of something, but I won't today. No, I can just feel I got the right touch. Oh, boy, you are talking about yourself like crazy, aren't you?
Yes, but God, I love me. I love me so much. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to hear what it is to love yourself. Okay, okay. Go.
God, you didn't see that, did you? I did it to myself. Oh, my gosh, Gregory. Freedom through music! Yes! Hey, my brother, my sister, got a hand on the plow. You know, we're working as hard as we know how. Feeling kind of low, hey, what do we do now? When the times are hard and the children are crying, my friends getting old, many are dying. Hard to be here now without hearing the sighing. That's when I like to sing, high and low, loud and soft, fast, slow, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I like to dance up and down, fast and slow and all around and around and around and around and praise something greater. Oh, praise something greater. Praise something greater with my song. Wow, 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 wow. And my dang, 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 dang. Praise something greater. Praise, praise, praise something greater. Praise something greater with my song. Wow, 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 wow. And my dad, 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 Jack, little Lauren, little Greg, and train singer. Hey, Greg, you talking about me? Talking about me being little? Hey. No, no. You know the trouble with women is? What's that, Greg? They take everything personally.
I never knew, she said.
Oh, gee, Greg. You're riding on a bipolar expect. Yes, you're riding on a bipolar. K-L-L-G-L-B, a nod is at a boy, nod. FM radio, radio. K-L-L-G-L-B, nod is at a boy, nod. FM Willis, Willis, California. Na 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 na. Well, I want to thank you all for listening today. You can drop in anytime. You know, I generally do my shows on Wednesdays, but you're hearing it today. Actually, I did it today, but you can come in on Wednesday and you might catch me in here. Thank you, Lauren, for being the great engineer that you are. And next week, my gosh, we're going to be listening to Boomer Jack. Yay! Meanwhile, have a great week. Yes, pain-free. Woo! Whoa. Bye-bye.
bipolar, bye-bye, bipolar, bipolar, K-L-A.